You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
On this Monday, April 25th, we're talking Rays baseball with Rays reporter Bill Chastain. Bill, we thank you for the time on this Monday, and let's kind of go over the weekend series in the Bronx. The Rays avoiding a three-game sweep Sunday with an 8-1 win, and the big reason why, the birthday boy, Steven Souza Jr., had two home runs on his birthday, the first player to do that in 4 years, I believe. But he's also now struck out at least one time in 12 of his 15 games this season. So when you look at the entire ball of wax where Souza Jr. is concerned, is there a sense that the K's are holding him back a little bit from reaching what can be a very high ceiling for him? Or can the team kind of live with those whiffs as long as he strikes the ball as well as he did yesterday?
I think they live with the whiffs. I mean, that's part of who he is. You know, last year he was injured so much, and we, you know, the team really didn't get to see him play on an extended period. And I know, for example, he had an early season slump last year, and right when he was coming out of it, he got injured. And, you know, it seemed like it was just that kind of nagging year for him. I think we're finally getting to see what he's capable of. He's a really strong guy, works hard, and, you know, I don't think the strikeouts are a concern at all.
And to see this team hit five home runs yesterday, four of those off the starter, Michael Pineda, you know, of course, look, it's a long season. Anything can happen game in and game out. But the struggles, relatively speaking, of this offense have been documented pretty much the entire year. So to see them explode for the five home runs, how nice was that yesterday for this team to kind of have a laugher?
Well, I'm sure they enjoyed it. The you know, I think a lot of opposing teams like to aim to right fielder. Yankee Stadium seems to be like a jet stream there, particularly the right-handers. You know, the ball just goes, and you know, I don't, you know, you don't build it or create it that way, but it's just a fact of life up there. And you know, three of the five homers went there, so you know, five home runs is certainly unusual for this lineup, so they'll take it.
Yeah, they certainly will. And like you said, kind of a jet stream out there, that short porch in right field. And Souza Jr. hit his first home run in the first to left. The second one went upper deck into right. So we utilized both corners of the outfield to get his two home runs yesterday, and a very nice win for the Rays. Not to be overlooked amidst that offensive explosion, Drew Smyly, he was terrific yet again. He's got to be baseball's best 1-2 pitcher. His record, of course, in no way reflective of how good he's been in 2016. His last two starts in particular, an ERA of 0.6, 17 Ks in 15 innings. Do you feel that when you look at baseball as a whole, is he the most unheralded pitcher in the major leagues right now?
He's pretty darn good. And you know what? I've been locked in watching him lately, just kind of enjoying watching the radar gun and watching opposing hitters have a hard time. You're sitting there and you're wondering, you know, it looks like they're way behind on a 91-mile-an-hour fastball. But for some reason, when he lets go of it, the ball gets on the hitters quicker. It's kind of a deceptive delivery. But, you know, he's using that fastball right now to set up all of his pitches, and it's fun to watch. He really knows what he's doing. Last time out, he was, you know, that game against Boston will be one of the best games we see pitched all year, and he came, you know, came away and didn't even get a win. But, you know, they know what he's doing, and he's been really good. So, you know, it's kind of funny how the spin on this from after you look at, you know, what they gave up for David Price, and, you know, they got a pretty good lefty.
Yeah, they certainly do. And another guy that could one day, if he's not already, be an effective lefty in that rotation is, of course, the youngster Blake Snell, the 23-year-old, made his major league debut on Saturday, and he was very good. Five innings, one run, six strikeouts, I believe just two hits given up. And, you know, he didn't exactly make his big league debut in the middle of nowhere. We're talking Yankee Stadium, for crying out loud. So a lot of pressure on him, the spotlight's on him, and he acquits himself quite well. Kind of break down his performance for us and his reaction to it after that game.
Well, I wasn't at the game, but I did watch it on TV. You know, I was very impressed with, you know, he looked like he was a little nervous to start, but that he didn't let that derail him. You know, this is his, you know, anybody's big dream is to debut at Yankee Stadium. I mean, every kid wants to do that. And I don't think he let the emotion of the moment overcome his, you know, enjoyment and performance. And I was very impressed by that. And, you know, anybody watched his performance, you know, he's throwing 95 from the left side, and and putting that curveball where he wanted to. And you don't see a curveball like that much in the major leagues. It's a hard pitch to master. You know, most of the guys will go with the slider. And, you know, he was doing what he wanted to. I was quite impressed. It's a pretty good card to bring up as your spot starter to, you know, while you're still running a four-man rotation.
Yeah, absolutely. He is the number one prospect in the Rays organization, I believe a top 15 prospect, according to MLB.com. So he was something special on Saturday. Again, the five innings and the one run and the six Ks. And you mentioned, Bill, that it was a spot start for Snell. What are the plans for him going forward? Could we see him pitch every fifth day in the not-too-distant future?
You know what? I don't think there's any reason for them to rush him. I know he's ready, but, you know, they've got you slide Ramirez back in there, and then you got Cobb coming and Chase Whitley, you know, in July and August. So I wouldn't be surprised if we don't see him much this year. I mean, it's a nice problem to have, unless they end up, you know, having an injury or two. I don't think there's anything wrong with having him continue to master his game at the lower level, and we might just see that. But I mean, again, it's, you know, based on what they went through last year with their pitching depth, this is a really good situation for them to be in.
Yeah, to have a guy that talented, you know, stashed away in AAA, you can call him up and know that he's going to be effective at a moment's notice. What a luxury for the Rays to have. It's not a luxury that many teams do have. So Blake Snell, quite the weekend debut. We'll see what the plans are for him moving forward. Bill, to look forward, eight-game homestand kicks off tonight at the Trop. The first of three against the Baltimore Orioles, and Chris Archer gets the start. He's 0-4. His struggles have been very well documented, and the Birds beat him up pretty bad back on April 8th. They bashed four home runs against him in a 6-1 loss for Tampa Bay. How is he going to have to alter his approach this time around to mitigate that damage against what is possibly the best lineup in baseball?
Well, he had they have a pretty disciplined approach against him, and I don't think you'll see many of them chasing his slider or his fastball out of the strike zone. So he's going to have to get them out with stuff in the zone, and anytime a pitcher has to do that, that makes it a harder assignment. Now, the big thing everybody has said about him, you know, including his manager and pitching coach Jim Hickey, is, you know, this is all driven by Archer's fastball command, and his fastball has been as live as ever, and so is his slider. It's just he hadn't been putting them in the right places, so... you know, if you'd have told me he was 0-4 and with a 7.32 ERA at this time of the season, I would have thought that would be a pretty bold prediction. But, whatever, he's in a funk. And, this is not the easiest team to get out from underneath that funk either.
Yeah, good point. The Orioles have just been crushing the ball all season long. A big, big test tonight at the Trop for Chris Archer. And, you know, it's weird. You try to make sense of his numbers, and they sometimes don't match or mix sometimes, because I believe he's got nearly 30 Ks in just under 20 innings. So he's still striking out a ton of guys, but when he makes mistakes, they're just getting crushed. And, you know, let's try to play amateur psychiatrist here just for a minute. I know that Chris Archer in the offseason was a very trendy Cy Young pick. And I know that these guys, just like the rest of us, they read the papers, they're online, they hear the chatter, they watch TV. So in hearing this stuff and it gets in between his ears, is it kind of messing with his head a little bit, or did he kind of ignore that talk, and is it a problem in another area? What do you think is the breakdown here for him?
You know what? I can't say what's going on between his ears. He certainly seems to be the same guy, and he's been a stand-up guy after his bad performances. But, I'm sure somewhere between his ears he's kind of wondering, what do I have to do to get back on track? And, you know, because this thing goes all the way back to his last win was August 31st. Of course, that was at Baltimore, and most Rays fans would remember that one because Machado led off the game and Kevin Kiermaier went Superman and grabbed the home run. But he has not won since then. So, that's a streak of 10 games without, you know, a win. So he's 0-7 in those 10 games.
And, Rays and Rays fans know that he has all the talent in the world. He just has to put it together. And if he can be anything resembling the pitcher he once was, I mean, you're talking about a dynamite rotation, again, with guys like Moore, Alex Cobb coming back, and Erasmo Ramirez, you know, playing that swingman role. So if Archer can get it straightened out, and like we said, a big, big test tonight against a dangerous Baltimore team, good things boding ahead for the Tampa Bay Rays, no question. And, Bill, just to wrap up here, recent article you had on Hank Conger and something I was not aware of, and many maybe Rays fans aren't as well. You pointed out that he is a very rapidly approaching a streak of 50 consecutive base runners who have stolen a base on his watch. How concerning is this to the Rays, and could it become or could it force a major change if Conger does not start to show some major improvements in that area?
Well, they've tried to downplay it, but he's worked really hard. They're working his mechanics and the whole bit. But sooner or later, if things don't improve, this is the major leagues, and they're going to have to do something. It's tough too. I mean, he's a very positive guy. He's real popular in the clubhouse, but for some reason or another, he just hasn't been able to make the throws. And we'll just have to see how this runs out. But the numbers speak for themselves, and sooner or later he's going to have to, be making those throws, because you just can't have a catcher who can't, possibly throw a guy out at second base. And right now that's the look he's had.
Yeah, definitely. And, of course, stolen bases sometimes fall on the responsibility of the pitcher for failing to hold a guy close to first base. But ultimately, as you said, that does fall on the right arm of the catcher, whether he does or does not throw the guy out. Right now, Hank Conger is not throwing anybody out. So we'll see what happens going forward with the Rays, as, again, they kick off an 8-game homestand tonight at the Trop. The Baltimore Orioles in town for the first of three. Bill, thank you so much for the insight and the knowledge. We'll do it again at this time next week. Bill Chastain joining us today. In the meantime, Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras Tampa Bay Rays.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.